Cancer research causes cancer. January 14th, 2011, today's top story. Liverpool, England. Scientific research into cancer came to an abrupt end today as scientists at the Face Savers Clinic here found that looking for more causes of cancer could be one of the major causes of cancer. For the past 20 years, scientists have done their best to find as many causes of cancer as possible. From using cellular phones to ingesting semen, there are barely any day-to-day activities that haven't been found to increase the risk of cancer in humans. But the golden age of such terrifying knowledge is now at an end. A study in Aintree has found that studying such things may well be as carcinogenic as eating red meat, jogging, or eating white meat. We were about to conclude conclusively that wallpaper can cause tumors in the penis, says cancertician Yovila Strauss, when we heard the terrible news that one of our team had been diagnosed with leukemia. He was the fourth of us to be touched by cancer, and that was when we realized that it was the research that was to blame. Strauss went on to explain that the cancer research must have been the catalyst behind the illness, as it was the only thing the four scientists had in common. Although one of them was a heavy smoker, one was an alcoholic, one spent long hours sunbathing, and one deliberately injected cancerous cells into his bloodstream. The team had already deduced that these causes were all well known by the public, and therefore wouldn't be affected methods of scaremongering. Widespread panic would ordinarily have followed such a statement if it hadn't already been determined last winter that panicking can induce cancer of the spleen. However, this has not quelled the concerns amongst the public that there will no longer be any way of knowing how to avoid cancer.
It was science that taught me to quit sharing my heroin needles, said worried citizen Harry Goodwillie. And thanks to that advice, I managed to stave off cancer for as long as I did. Sure, I have AIDS now, but that was probably from playing computer games too much.
In response, science has issued a blanket warning to the populace, advising them simply not to do anything. Quote, don't even think about the causes of cancer because technically this constitutes research, unquote. People have also been instructed to avoid so-called cancer cures, such as chemotherapy, virgin's blood, and New Age folk music, because for all we know, they could also be causes. Critics have pointed out that if scientists spent half as much time trying to find a cure for cancer as they did trying to find the causes of it, we wouldn't be in this mess now. Science has apologized, but also pointed out that the cures for cancer are simply much harder to find. This has been Unnews. I'm Zaina Dark.